Oh, nice hit.
Yes, oh, yeah, that'll be fine. Okay, bye-bye. Tim, you know what my problem is? Tim, you know what my problem is?
Huh?
You know what my problem is?
You repeat yourself.
No, I am just too nice.
That's what I was going to say. Can I watch this fight, please?
No. Here, wait.
Why you turn the sound down?
Because I need your help. Here, take the intro.
What's the point of listening to a fight if I can't hear those skulls being batted around?
You know that woman, Marilyn Sanders, who's always raising money for everything?
A cute blonde with really big eyes?
Those eyes are way bigger than they were 6 months ago. Anyway, she talked me into heading up this library fundraiser, and I don't have time for this. You know, I got the job and the boys and my inattentive husband.
Huh?
Tim, come on.
Tell you what you do.
What?
You call her up, and you lie to her. Tell her you got to spend all this time with your husband because he's got a severe mental problem.
Where's the lie?
Alice just cleaned this window with Binford's standard-sized squeegee. Perfect for daily jobs. The big job, you might want to turn to Binford's mega squeegee. This can clean the windshield of a big rig in one stroke.
And a storefront in under a minute.
And Al's mother's back in less than an hour. Now remember, if it doesn't say Binford on it, somebody else probably makes it. That brings us to a final segment here on Tool Time. You know, when men get done doing a real hard job, sometimes we don't look like we want to look, right, Al?
No, we don't, Tim.
I'm usually hot, greasy, sweaty.
And bleeding.
But help is on the way. To give us some grooming tips from the job site, we've invited those boys from Bay City, Michigan back. The guys from K&B Construction Company. Let's give them a big Tool Time welcome. Come on, everybody. Member Pete and Dwayne, you got a new member, Gus. Gus, what'd you do before you joined up with K&B?
Well, Tim, I spent 9 years teaching 12th grade math.
And Dwayne spent 9 years taking 12th grade math.
Could we? Great. What kind of grooming tips you got for us?
Well, Tim, probably the biggest concern in construction today is when you've got to go somewhere really fancy straight from the job site.
That's right, buddy. You can't show up looking like this to Vegas night at the Kiwanis.
So, what's the guy to do?
Well, Tim, we like to use the tools of our trade to clean up our act. Let me show you. Tim, I want you to take a look at my boot and tell me what you see.
All right. Marv, move on in. Let's take a look at this. Oh. Good golly, Molly. I see a little bit of concrete shavings, maybe some tar. Something maybe you should have wiped off before you came in here.
Well, it's not going to look like that for long. Because all I have to do is take an ordinary sock, roll it around my screwdriver like this, stick the screwdriver in my drill, and voila. I've got myself a nifty boot buffer.
Hey! Now, there's a tip we can all use. I've always said you can tell a man by the shine of his shoes.
And by how clean his nails are.
And you need a little work on those nails.
Well?
That's why we've got this whole line of Benford hand care products in attractive packaging, environmentally sound.
I know they're dirty now, Tim, but sometimes on the job site, when you ain't got no water, you can't get your nails clean.
All right.
So before I step out to the discos, I take a 10-penny nail, and I scrunch out all that filth and crud. Here, Marv, you want to come in for a closer?
No, let's not do that right now. You know, out of respect for people about having a meal or something, we'll just forgo that demonstration. But thanks so much for showing us that.
Okay.
Anything else you guys got for us?
Well, Tim, probably the biggest grooming problem out on the construction site is, well, helmet hair.
Oh, yeah, hat head. Not a real big problem on your end, is it? Why don't I just buff that up to a high gloss?
Tim, I found that a good strong air compressor works beautifully to add bounce to a lifeless hairdo. You want to give it a shot? No, right here.
All right.
Okay, that's better.
That's all the time we have. Next time we get some more grooming tips, the guys can come back. Right now, Al, why don't you tell us what's on the next show?
Well, next week we'll be doing our salute to electrical wiring.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us until time. I'm Tim Taylor. See you next time.
Al.
Hi.
Did you hear what happened?
What's that?
Mr. Benford died.
Mr. Benford?
Yeah, he had a heart attack this morning.
Whoa, I can't believe that. Does Tim know?
I don't think so.
Well, oh boy, he's gonna be devastated. Mr. Benford was like a father to him.
Yeah. Don't do that again.
Oh, that was a fun show. Thanks, guys. Really a lot of fun.
Brace yourself, Tim. Something awful has happened.
Oh, you saw your mom in the shower?
Mr. Benford died. How can you play darts at a time like this?
Because the foosball table's broken.
Mr. Benford passed away. Don't you think we should talk about this?
He's dead. Now get out of my way.
I think you need to grieve.
I think you need to get out of my way, Al.
Well, if you don't want to talk about it, I certainly do.
Oh, come on.
Well, Mr. Benford's death was very traumatic for me. You know, there was something left unresolved between us.
Between you and John?
Yes. Last week, I asked if we could have a hot water spigot on the water cooler, and he said that he didn't think it was necessary, so the next morning, I was very curt to him when I said hello.
Yeah?
Well, that's it. And now I have to live with that for the whole rest of my life.
Boy, that's a terrible burden, Al.
I know. It's probably nothing compared to what you must be going through.
Al, I'm not going through anything.
When was the last time you spoke with him?
Yesterday.
You did? How'd he sound?
Alive.
Did he say anything about my being curt to him?
Did he say... As a matter of fact, that's all we talked about. I'm convinced that that's what killed him, Al. Was a joke. Ooh-hoo. Al, come on.
Sorry, Tim, but I don't have my usual sense of humor. And frankly, I find your attempt at levity a little inappropriate.
What am I going to do, cry in my beer?
Well, if you did, I wouldn't look down on you.
It's not going to bring him back, right?
That's not the point. You suffered a big loss. We all did.
Pull it together, will you, Al?
I didn't really need that spigot. I just thought maybe it would be nice to have some hot chocolate once in a while.
It devastates them when they run out of corn nuts.
Oh, good. Guys, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. I got 250 flyers I got to send out for the library fundraiser. I got to stuff them, fold them, stamp them, address them tonight. Who wants to volunteer?
Good luck.
See ya. Bye.
Who wants their allowance this week?
I'll help. So will I.
Me too.
I knew I could count on you boys. There you go.
Hey, everybody. Looks like Mom sucker you guys into helping out, huh?
Uh-huh. You're next. Right. So how was your day?
John Binford died.
What?
He had a massive heart attack.
You're not going to make us go to the funeral, are you?
There's no way I'm going.
Hey, guys, be quiet for a second. When is the funeral going to be?
Tuesday at noon.
A school day. Oh, poor Mr. Binford.
Yeah, I really loved him.
Can I show a little respect?
Yeah, come please, on. Please. I got an idea. Why don't you guys get changed? Let's go play some basketball at the Y.
Yeah!
Cool. You can play basketball. What about John Binford?
I don't think he can play in his condition.
Tim, don't you want to talk about this?
Not really.
Well, I'd like to talk about it.
Why don't you call Al?
I don't want to talk to Al. I want to talk to you. I mean, John Binford meant a lot to both of us. He not only gave you your first job, he loaned us the money for this house. And he was the first person there when all the boys were born. He was a sweet, wonderful man.
You're not gonna cry, are you?
Well, yeah, I might.
What is it with everybody today? You know, you're crying Al today at Big Mike's. He was blubbering like a little baby.
Honey, there is nothing wrong with crying when somebody close to you dies.
It wasn't just his crying. He was singing, "Oh, Danny Boy." All right. Why don't you guys head out to the car, all right?
You are completely avoiding your emotions. I know you've got to be feeling something.
I'm feeling like playing a little basketball. And I wish everybody would mind their own business about this. John is dead. He's gone. End of the line. Next stop, tool heaven. Sodas for the winners and the biggest basketball victory in YMCA history.
Huh, yeah, some victory. You and Brad beating me and Mark. Who are you going to take on next? Nana and Grandpa?
Forget about it. Nana's way too tough under the boards.
I think we should take on Nana and Grandpa. Good, Mark.
What do you want to drink?
How about a brewski?
How about a root brewski?
No, Dad, I was real proud of you tonight.
Thanks. It wasn't easy driving the basket against Mark.
I'm talking about what happened with Mr. Binford. I think you've been taking it like a man.
Well, I don't think Mom thinks so. She thinks I should get all teary-eyed over this thing.
Well, that would be stupid.
It wouldn't be stupid.
Dad, guys don't cry.
Yes, guys cry.
Like when?
If you scratch the paint in that hot rod, you watch me.
Yeah, but you don't cry.
How do you know that?
Because you don't let stuff get to you.
You know, stuff gets to me.
Well, the great part is no one can tell.
Hey, Wilson.
Hi-ho, Tim.
What are you doing?
I'm aerating my lawn with my new steel-tipped aerator sandals.
You ever cry, Wilson?
Anytime I step on my foot with one of these silly sandals.
Yeah, I can understand that. No, seriously, do you ever cry?
Well, Tim, I have been known to weep on occasion.
Well, I'm not much in the tears department. I'm afraid Brad has grown up thinking that's the way it should be.
And that bothers you.
Kind of, yeah.
Does this have anything to do with Mr. Binford?
How'd you hear about that?
Well, Jill told me she needed somebody to talk to. She said you were out shooting hoops.
You know, Wilson, the trouble is, Binford and I were really, really close. And I seem like I'm the only person not crying about this.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. As long as I can remember, I've been like this. When my father died, I know I was real sad, but I don't ever remember crying.
Well, Tim, maybe crying isn't your outlet. You know, the shedding of tears is just one way that people mourn.
Oh?
Oh, yes. In parts of Mexico, the bereaved decorate the grave with smiling puppets, and then they eat chocolate coffins.
Melts in your mouth, but not in the ground.
And on the Solomon Islands, they hang the dead man's arms on his hut. And in feudal Japan, when a lord died, the Ronin samurai would show their loyalty by disemboweling themselves.
Talk about guts.
The point is, Tim, when you lose somebody who's close to you, you have to find a way to mourn. It's what enables you to accept the fact that person is really, truly gone.
Thanks, Wilson. That was real. Hey, where have you been?
Well, let's see. After I ate dinner alone, then I went to the mailbox and mailed the 250 flyers, which I stuffed, stamped, and addressed myself because you took the boys to play basketball.
I guess I should have stuck around and talked to you.
I would have preferred that, yeah.
Sorry, Jill, but you know, I didn't know really how to talk about any of this stuff. I'm really uncomfortable with this death thing, which is why we have kids instead of pets, because they last longer.
Honey, I knew that you were upset about it.
But, you know, you didn't know why. John Binford was the greatest guy in the world to me. And you know what the first thing I thought about when I heard he was dead? Are they going to cancel the show? Am I out of a job? That is so selfish.
No, I don't think that's selfish. You were thinking about the welfare of your family. It's not selfish.
What if I told you I was worried if the show went off the air, no one would recognize me at the mall?
That would be a selfish thing, yeah.
I just don't know how to mourn for John Binford.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
No, I'm pretty sure that people have to learn how to mourn for themselves. You know, people mourn in different cultures, different ways. I know that some cultures, they put chocolate puppets in coffins. And in the Shanugi Islands or someplace, they actually hang arms on aluminum siding. There's a way to do this. And Ronnie the samurai, you don't even want to know what he does.
I don't know, Tim. It may take a while, but I think that you're going to find a way to grieve. You know, I just hope that you don't cut anything off.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim, the Tool Man, Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi, and thank you, everybody. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man, Taylor, and all of my assistant, Al, Cry Me a River Borland.
If I didn't let my feelings out, Tim, I would not be the man I am today.
That's food for thought, isn't it? Anyway, today we're going to talk a little bit about John Binford.
Founder of Binford Tools.
John Binford passed away this Thursday. And John Binford was a heck of a guy. He was the kind of guy you could call 24 hours a day if anything was bothering you. He was always there for you.
The kind of guy who would forgive someone for being curt.
Or Russell, or whatever your name might be. John Binford believed in me when I was just a tool salesman many years ago, and he handpicked me to host what has now become Michigan's fourth highest-rated cable tool show. I owe a lot to John Binford, and in his honor, I've made him a special tombstone I'd like to show you. Al? Out of one piece of Michigan limestone.
I'm very impressed, Tim.
Thanks, Al. I chiseled this out of limestone in the shape of a claw hammer, which is the first hammer that Binford designed.
Yes, it was.
John once told me that with the right tool, you can fix anything. Unfortunately, there's no tool that can fix how I'm feeling right now. I'm going to miss you, John. You know, I think we should bid John farewell in the tool time fashion. A little tribute to John Binford with a Binford 21 nail gun salute.
Do you think this is a little dangerous, Tim?
No, wait. Warren, the protective drop cloth, please.
Have you tried this?
No, but the drop cloth will collect all of the nails. It'll be perfect.
Well, you've tried this.
Hold on. Klaus, some music, please. So long, Johnny.
Well, Tim, just be careful.
Hey, that's all of our show today. I'm Tim the Toolman Taylor. I gotta get out of here.
Hi, guys. How was the funeral?
It was great. There was tool reps from everywhere. All these guys remember from the old days.
You never saw so many tear-stained beer bellies. And poor Al, blubbering about some water spigot.
He was broken up about that, wasn't he?
Not as broken up as you were.
You cried?
He cried more than the widow.
That's because she didn't have to pay for parking.
I'm gonna go change.
Dad, I can't believe you cried.
I can't believe I did either. I thought I said goodbye on tool time. Once I started talking with all those guys, I just started, you know, came out. But you know what? After I was crying, I felt like a pathetic old woman.
Remember, if it doesn't say Binford on it, somebody else's name is probably there.